He can't remember everything over there, man.
Oh, what a Savior. Folks, that has been one of my favorite songs for a long, long time. Brother Joe Klein, you've been hearing that song for a long, long time. Back in the early 50s. And I don't quite remember that much of the early 50s. Being born in 1956. Well, there's a group called the Statesmen, and Rosie Roselle used to sing that song, Oh, What a Savior, Oh, What a Savior. And every time that I hear that message sung in that song, and Matt, you do such a wonderful job on it. Kevin, thank you. And Brother Joe Klein, having you get up this morning and sing that, I can't even walk. I can't even walk. That pretty much is a sermon in itself, because I know Brother Joe has been through some issues, been through some challenges. When you come into God's house, I believe without a doubt you come in expecting something from God. Dorothy's not here this morning, and it was so nice to have prayer requests for her. Trust me, folks, a lot more you hear today than I thought would be today. And looking at that weather gauge outside, that temperature gauge, it kind of makes you cringe a little bit. I know over the past week, I took a trip, Brother Bob Hyam back there was kind enough to take a little trip with me. We went up to see my mother. And all of you, some have been asking me about the update. Yes, I still am in the will. That's the first thing I asked when I walked in. Am I still in the will? And I love the way she answered. She says, yes, I have you penciled in. So don't anybody send her an eraser anytime soon. And since the temperature was so nice up there, yesterday when we were heading back, the temperature of my vehicle read -5 at about 8 o'clock in the morning. The 2 days were a little cooler before that. Temperature was down in single digits. The wind was blowing. The wind chill up there was estimated somewhere between 15 and 20 below. So being the wise men we are, we decided to go out and stand in it. I was hunting. Bob brought his little house. He had a little house with a heater inside. He had a little bucket he sat on. He was in. I was hiding. He was hiding. He was kind of hiding from everything over there. And I just kind of went through the woods and come back and would take pictures of him. And trust me, it was not what you would call the best conditions to go hunting, which we didn't have that much expectations of being successful. But I'm here to tell you that this is a friend who decided to go hunting with me. And part of that is because the hunting season is one of the more difficult times for me, because that's the time when I miss family members so much. My brother and I would hunt all the time. My father was a very unique individual. We never went to the beach. We never had vacations like most of you would take. He had us young boys out there when we were just knee high, hunting and fishing. That was his thing. Take us fishing, take us hunting. And you realize how much you miss that when you go back up there and you're by yourself and you try to do the same thing. In God's word, it states where two or three are gathered together. There is such strength when you allow other individuals of faith to stand with you, no matter what the situation. Yesterday we came back. Alice was so kind to invite some of the folks down there. And Alice's house, and it's not that big, it was small. And we were kind of standing in there, kind of jammed up together. And it was so beautiful to go over and celebrate Charles' 80th birthday. She had a little table with just a few little snacks. She had something in the middle. She said was a stuffed pepper? That's what she said it was. I tasted it. I'm still not sure if it was a stuffed pepper or not. Harry came in, a little guitar, we started playing. You could just see the joy in that house. Why? Because people were gathered together one mind, one spirit, one accord. You didn't per se say that we had church, but trust me, it sure felt like it. Because there was laughter going on. There were people who were kidding. Marvin was our featured soloist. He was singing renditions of Hank Williams that I've never heard before. But the nicest thing was Fran. Oh, Fran was just beaming. It's almost the same color she is this morning. And I am realizing more and more how important it is when God gives you an opportunity to be with his people. Kevin and Becky are here this morning. This evening we'll have a little celebration about. But the main thing will be that friends and co-workers that he's been with for years and years, hopefully they'll be there to share. I know that God, when he looks at us and he looks at our lives, trust me, when he looks at our lives, God has a sense of humor. No doubt in my mind. But he also knows how much the love that we have for him is expressed when we share that love one with another. In the book of Acts, in the 4th chapter, I'm going to read for you. And very quickly, I'm going to mention just two verses that I think is a great way to start our first Sunday of the year. Just a few moments, we're going to partake of communion. Communion is simply that you make a statement of decision you've made in your heart to thank him for what he did. That decision goes like this. Now say it with me. Say, I am a sinner. Come on. Saved by grace. I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Amen. Amen. In just a moment, we're going to get up and we're going to partake of a small cup of juice representing the blood shed, the wafer broken, representing the body was broken. It says, do this in remembrance of him. But I think in the book of Acts, in the 4th chapter, there's a story about Peter. And Peter and John, who were brought before the authorities, why? Because they'd committed a terrible act. There was a gentleman who had been lame all his life. And as he reached out to receive a gift and offering, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. With those words, he said, stand up and walk. This man was healed. But because they used that name Jesus, they were in trouble. So when they're brought in front of all those authorities, in the 8th verse, it says, and Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he's been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel, and by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by your builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled. And they realized that they had been with Jesus. May God have a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Open our minds for just a moment to receive that truth. In Jesus' name, amen. So many times you've heard preached, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There is only one way. There is only one truth. There is only one door that is open to that heaven. And in stating that, Peter and John, with boldness, with courage, stood before them. And then I love the way that the little footnote was there. They perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men. And they marveled. And most of all, they realized that they had been with Jesus. When you've been with Jesus, things change. When you've been with Jesus, every situation that has questions, an answer can be found. When you're with Jesus, He allows us to come in on a day that is a little chilly, as we said, and simply share the love of God in our hearts. When you've been with Jesus, you can stand up front in a choir and you can sing "Somebody Bigger Than You and I" because you believe it. I was amazed this morning, the prayer request time, how many prayer requests coming from this choir. Why? Because this choir knows there is somebody bigger than you and I. I was tickled. Hattie says, "I'm not going to sing with the choir today because I'm afraid I'll be coughing." And all like that. I said, "Hattie, just fake it. Just get up there and you'll make Bob happy." I had the privilege yesterday of sitting next to Bob as we were singing. I believe in prayer. I do. I believe to sing that you have to have the joy of the Lord in your heart. And God hears in perfect harmony. And I said to myself, thank God He does. Because I was sitting next to Bob, and we got on one of those good songs. I don't know, it was something like "Your Cheating Heart" or something like that. It was one of those good church songs he likes to chime in on, you know? Yeah, one like that. And all of us were just singing with joy. Didn't matter exactly all the lyrics. Didn't matter if the old pitches were little here or there. We were all together with smiles upon our face. We heard He stopped loving her today. We even got the words out to it, Terry did. And I'm so sorry he got the words out to a song. And we had laughter and we kind of made fun of each other. But in a household that suffered an awful lot of pain and suffering, and in a household that's had a lot of challenges, joy was brought to that household because of people in their heart of hearts were there to share one with another. We had some folks there that don't attend church here at Mount Calvary. There were family members and all friends come by, and I started singing. Wasn't long before they started leaving. Just worked out that way, right? I don't know. But I'm here to say that when I was sitting in that group, I knew what this scripture meant because I felt I was in a circle of people who've been with Jesus. I wasn't sitting in a group where people were pointing fingers about this, that, and the other, and what things are wrong in my life, just as I don't sit around pointing fingers at your life. I sat with a group who were there just to simply show their love and express the joy. And I felt like I was with folks who've been with Jesus. I don't know what your New Year's resolution is, whether you've hung on to it for 7 days or whether it's way in the past. I don't know if you're... When we came back yesterday, we came by Springfield Mall, and out there in front of that gym, the cars were everywhere. The cars were everywhere. Boy, it's the new year. I got to get out there. I got to work out more. Push that food away. I don't know how long that's going to last. I don't know what you've made your number one thing that you're going to do this year. But I'm here to tell you, being someone in your heart of hearts where people will realize that you've been with Jesus is a pretty good resolution to have. I believe the courage that we need at this time and this place to stand up for what the convictions that we have within our heart, to share your beliefs. I love it because we are all just simple sinners saved by grace. I am not perfect, but I am forgiven. And I want to thank the one who did the forgiving. So if you haven't come up with one yet, maybe you were waiting until you got that $570 million ticket and all those numbers to come through. Maybe you're waiting for something else earth-shattering in your life to happen. I'm here to tell you, there's no better resolution that you can have in your life to let people know that you've been with Jesus. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, you've given us so many people in your house today, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the efforts of individuals coming out in this cold weather, God, and we thank you for that. We thank you for how people just simply by walking in today inspired us. We thank you for the Markles and God for their willingness to come in. God, we thank you for Brother Joe Klein being back with you. We thank you for Hattie feeling much better, and God, just bringing a smile to our hearts. We thank you for Alice, and God, we thank you for so many things that family has been through, but God, they've stayed faithful to you because we know that is a house where people have met Jesus. God, we thank you for all the prayer requests. We lift them up one more time. God, we thank you for the choir singing Somebody Bigger Than You or I. We thank you for the fellas coming sharing a bit. But most of all, this morning, we come to thank you for your son dying upon a cross. It says in your word that we'll read in just a moment that on the night he was betrayed, he gave thanks. He gave thanks. He gave thanks. And God, this is our opportunity to give thanks unto you for what you've done for each one of us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. Just a moment, I'm going to have two of the deacons come forward, and we just ask that you'll wait until we all are served away from a break and eat together.